Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, it is foggy as all get out, and highs today are going to be 73 degrees. A 70% chance for showers, they're saying, and then it cleared this morning, and then it clears out somewhat. Cloudy, 77 for high tomorrow, 30% chance for showers. And I got to tell you, it's going to suck all the way until Sunday, pretty much, when it clears out and cools off. And, man, I hate when we have these Januaries, and we have them every now and then, and the concrete sweats, and you can't keep the house clean. But let's talk about the big game tonight and the championship game in the Dome between LSU and Clemson, Tigers versus Tigers. And who better to talk about it than our friend Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback and co-host of the Tiger Tailgating Show. Hey, Herb.
Good morning, Tommy, baby. It's game day. Finally here.
It is. You don't, you don't like to go inside your helmet, right? Because, you know, you played big-time football. So a day like today, I don't know, did you play in a national championship game, but you played in some huge games. What are you spending your day like? What do you do? You get up, you know, it's a nighttime game, right? So how do you not feel out of sorts and all that stuff?
So first of all, they have everything itinerary for you. So you have this whole itinerary where you wake up. They probably woke up at about 8 o'clock this morning. Mm-hmm. They'll have breakfast. They'll have meetings. They'll have a little time to just kind of hang out by themselves. Then they'll have lunch, and then they'll have more meetings. And then that's when the day really starts, about 3 o'clock, getting ready to get to the stadium at about 4, you know, getting taped up, things of that nature. So right now it's just all about the mental aspect of it and then letting the clock tick away to get to 7 o'clock, right, which is that anxious time. So you're feeling like you – what can I do? What do I need to do? What do I want to do? Well, just go lay down and relax. Think about the game plan. Watch a little TV.
Wait. You're the quarterback, and you were able to You're the quarterback. You're able to lay down and relax. I know you, and I don't imagine that happening.
Yeah, definitely. You got to. If you're, you know, you have to find a way to find some inner peace and some calm before the storm, right? Because if you don't, you're going to be way too anxious. You're going to be overzealous, and your body is going to take on a mind of its own, if that makes sense. I've done that before to where I was not myself going into the game mentally, and I didn't play well because, I was overzealous, and I wanted too much, and not just to let the game come to me.
You know, it's kind of like this in a way in that, while this is not athletic, the irony is you have to not care so you can play loose, but you have to deeply care. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what it means is it doesn't really mean that you don't care. It just means that you have to allow your training, your understanding of the game. You have to allow what you've done all week, the preparation, to take over so that you know that you've done everything you can to be prepared for the game at hand. And then now it's just going on the stage under the lights and making it happen at that point.
I didn't mean to make it sound you don't care. You have to almost – you have to be relaxed. You have to have fun. And like you're saying, that's based on the fact that you're confident. It's confidence, I guess. It's built in. Confidence comes from preparation, right?
Absolutely. Just like with, you know, with what you do, you're confident at what you do because you're prepared. You've done it forever. And it's just, you know, you wake up and you go and you knock it out. Done. Right. So, yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, the fans are really hype, right? So as you're walking in the stadium and you drive, well, you're on the bus headed to the stadium and you see all the hoopla and everybody doing everything and all of that stuff. If you ever notice, the football players always have on their headset.
Yeah.
So they're listening to some music. It could be some hardcore heavy metal. It could be some rock and hip hop. It could be soft, easy, you know, Kenny G or whatever. But they're in their element and they're alone and they feel like they've reached the pinnacle of whatever brings them to a place of serenity so that they can be prepared for the game.
Is it true if a quarterback's a little bit nervous that he throws the ball high? Is that a telltale sign?
Either high or in the dirt, you know, one of the two. It's his feet. You can tell by his feet if he's got happy feet. You can also tell, you know, if he doesn't make the right play calls, either on the line of scrimmage, you know, you can really – I can see it anyway. But, it's a few different telltale signs that will tell you that.
You know, the other thing I wanted to ask you, I was watching a Kansas City game yesterday, and I think a guy got a penalty for taunting, and Andy Reid held the card up, so I guess nobody could see what he was telling the player. If you throw an interception or something like that at that level, would a coach actually chew you out? How would they go about telling you, Herb, you probably shouldn't have done that, or there's nothing? How do they handle that?
It depends on the interception and the timely matter of it, right?
Uh-huh.
If you're trying to win the game and you're throwing this up at the end of the game, you know, you never know what you'll get. But each coach is different, right?
Yeah.
So my coach, when I played, he was up in the booth. So I would get on the headset or the telephone, and I would talk to him on the telephone. And then he would say, you know, most of the time in the game, he wouldn't yell at me because he realized that he could you could do more damage to a player in the game than you can at practice, right?
And you're trying the best you can. You're not trying to throw an interception or anything.
Well, what he would say is, so at practice, he was on the field right behind me looking and at the same view that I had, right? So if I threw an intercept, he'd be like, well, what are you doing? You don't need to do that. And then some other choice words would come out, right? But in his perspective, he's in the stands watching it from an angle from left to right or whatever, you know, where you normally watch it on the TV, right? That's the way he was watching it.
Yeah.
So he's like, I don't see what you see, so I can't get mad at you for doing something that's not right or doing something that is right and be happy for you. But at the end of the day, his perspective is, if you're in the game, I don't want to take you out of the game by making you feel less than. I'm going to try to, you know, elevate you as much as I possibly can. Because if you made a mistake, he knows that I knew I made a mistake and that I just need somebody to either help pick me up or let me forget about it or whatever the situation may be.
That's very interesting. Thank you, Herb. We're going to pick it up here when we come back. Former LSU quarterback Herb Tyler, co-host of our Tiger Tailgating Show. We'll get to LSU and Clemson, but you all that listen regularly know whether it's Zach or Deuce or Herb or Bobby, I like to get in that helmet, man, and see what it's like to be on that big stage. 8:21, traffic now, WWL. 8:25, Championship Monday here on WWL. And if you're in the CBD, maybe walking around for lunch, go to Rouse's. You may get a chance to take a picture, get some autographs. Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, Zach Streif, all together. Game day kickoff from Rouse's on Barone from 10 until 1. And then this afternoon, you can join Christian Garrick and Herb Tyler from 3 till 5 for the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. And that's going to be at Rockin' Bowl. Herb, so let's talk about the actual game tonight. Clemson got a pretty good statistical defense. They lost some big guys on the front. Venables is Brent Venables, defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
They've been blitzing a lot, right? And how's LSU going to handle that? Is that going to be his plan for tonight? How's LSU's offensive line going to handle that? And Herb Tyler.
So,
Herb Tyler, what am I talking about? You're playing tonight, Herb. I don't know if I told you. I hope you're ready. And Joe Burrow.
You did.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you two or three good plays. After that, get me out of the game.
All right.
I don't want to be it.
Gotcha.
But no, how I'm going to handle that tonight is I'll be on the couch watching it from my house. But no, Brent Venables is one of the best defensive coordinators in the country. He's a guy that people would have had slated to have left Clemson by now to become a head coach somewhere. Mm-hmm. So that's how good this guy really is. Now, with that being said, you're right. They had one of the best defensive lines in the country last year, and a lot of those guys are gone now. So I think that up front we can handle the defensive line that they have now. We're going to handle the blitz the same way we've done all year long. It's going to be with hot routes. In other words, if a blitzer is coming off the edge, we're going to, you know, whoever that receiver is closest to that blitzer, he's looking for the ball right away, and Joe's going to get it to him. If it's up the middle, they're going to flush Joe out, and Joe's going to make a play some kind of way with his legs or, you know, buying some time and then getting the ball downfield. You know, one of the things that was not a sure thing going into the season, but now has become a sure thing, has been LSU's offensive line. these guys won an award for the best offensive line in college football. So I think that that's not by coincidence. So I think that our offensive line will do a great job against their defensive front, and I think it's going to show big time on national TV tonight. So I think that Joe Burrow has been the best quarterback in the country when it comes to facing the blitz. He knows where the ball should go. He gets the ball out of his hands, and he makes the right play every time. So I don't see that changing tonight.
This Isaiah Simmons, he's a stud.
Yeah, he's a stud. They have studs all over, to be honest with you. I think their recruiting class is just as good as, you know, Alabama's, Ohio State, LSU's, any day of the week at the end of the day. I just think that they've been on this 29-game win streak with different players, right? They're not the same team they were last year when they won the championship. We're not the same team. This team that LSU has never been seen before. And what I mean by that is we got talent, we've got great coaching, we have a laser-sharp focus, and we want it. We want it more than you do. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I think that that's what's going to carry us, LSU, to a victory tonight.
All right, we'll pick it up here when we come back with Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of our Tiger Tailgating Show. And Isaiah Simmons, if y'all don't know, he's a linebacker, Butkus Award winner for this season. We're going to talk about, in contrast, Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence, also Travis Etienne and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So hang out. If you got any questions for Herb about LSU, Clemson, you can text him in 870-870. I'll pass them along. And, of course, you also have to contrast and compare Ed Ogeron and Dabo Swinney. And if you don't know, I'll tell you how he got his name when we come back. Surprisingly, a lot of people don't know where Dabo came from. We'll be back, WWL.
Thank you, Joshua. I'm Dave Cohen, WWL First News, and I have one more story as we get back to Tommy Tucker here on WWL. You know, Miami is going to host the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And ahead of that, they're urging people to go kill Burmese pythons. The game's organizing committee is promoting the Python Bowl, which started over the weekend as a 10-day contest to see who can kill the most pythons, the biggest pythons, the longest pythons, as they try to call attention to the problem of more than 100,000 Burmese pythons, they say, that are now plaguing the greater Miami area.
Are those as big yellow ones?
Yeah, those things are horrible, terrible.
It's like a storm. It's almost like Nutria, where they were introduced into the environment and they took over.
Yeah, they say it started out with people who had pets, and then they let their pets go, and things just got worse and worse from there.
So they're paying you? They got a bounty on? What's the deal?
Yeah, it's a contest, and they have all these python hunters that are taking part in this Python Bowl. It started Friday. It'll continue for 6 more days, and you get prizes for killing the longest python, the fattest python, the most pythons. They're kind of green and yellow and, you know, thick, and they are just they're horrible, terrible, no good, very bad.
Some of them are very huge, too.
20 feet long.
Can you be very huge or just huge?
I think you'd be very huge.
Man, and look, you better make sure you kill that son of a gun because it'll wrap around. No, really.
You don't want to just upset it.
No. Don't.
Oops.
The last thing in the world you want is an upset python.
Yeah.
You're right. Make sure you kill it. You don't want to just, because it'll come back and get you. It's like you better, if you want to kill a snake, you better have enough bullets.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's how they do it.
Where do you find them? I mean, I guess out
everywhere,
in the woods.
Apparently. There's 100,000 of them. They're just all over the place. And they say they know that they're not going to make a dent in the population with this event, but they're trying to call more attention to it. But they say because it's been going on 50 years, these things have been increasing in number and frequency of spottings, and they just say they got to get rid of them.
Is that a good thing for a host committee for a Super Bowl to draw attention to the fact that they're overrun with pythons?
It's kind of an odd thing for them to be involved with.
All right.
That'd be like the next time the Super Bowl's here in, 2024?
Yes.
Let's go and kill a bunch of nutria before the game.
Or rats. We're overrun with rats. The hotels are just, and the restaurants, overrun with rats. So we're going to have a rat bowl. Let's see how many you can kill.
Bring in your rats. That
makes no sense to me. All right, now what about the Pelicans? Are they making sense or not?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, we'll find out.
We'll find out after this on WWL.
The Pelicans Primer is brought to you by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why, we know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org. The Pelicans completed two legs of their three-game road trip over the weekend, starting in New York, where they routed the Knicks 123-111. But Saturday night, with four key starters out, it was the Pels who got blown out, losing to the Celtics in Boston 140-105. Coach Alvin Gentry says that game was a mess from the start.
We just never got any traction offensively or defensively, really. They took us out of just about everything we tried to do, and you know, obviously Tatum just shot the ball extremely, extremely well, and we just never got into any kind of rhythm.
Gentry said playing the Celtics without J.J. Redick, Derek Favors, Drew Holiday, and of course Zion Williamson put them in a tough place.
You know, obviously being shorthanded against a team that's desperate and has the ability to play at the level that they played at is just not a good thing.
The Pelicans wrap up their three-game road trip tonight in Detroit. They'll take on the Pistons at 6 o'clock. With your Pelicans primer, I'm Mark Menard, WWL Sports.
Going, gone! I'm not auctioning anything off. I'm looking at the GNO Snoring and Sinus website. I've had balloon sinuplasty performed by Dr. Anad over at GNO Snoring and Sinuses, or Sinus rather, and as a result, my sinuses have been open for about 5 years. Let me tell you about this x-ray that you'll find at gnosnoring.com. Got a red circle, shows you a closed sinus, a yellow circle shows you one opening up, and then the green circle shows you the sinus that is fully open. I suffered with sinus headaches, with stuffed noses, and headaches. And then I thought, you know what? Let me see about this balloon sinuplasty. I wanted to know who did it the best. That was Dr. Anad, GNO Snoring and Sinus. Looked at me, performed a procedure, and all that went away. Offices in Metairie, Chalmette, and Gretna. Most of it is done in the office. 504-309-8615. GNO Snoring and Sinus. Go to gnosnoring.com. 8:46, 14 before 9, our friend. I really do like this guy. Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of the Tiger Tailgating Show. You know that, Herb, don't you?
Tommy, I like you, and I like your choice of music playing back there, buddy.
Thank you, sir. I would share a turkey and cranberry sauce sandwich with you anytime.
And I would share mine with you as well.
That's
sir.
Very nice. All right, so it's LSU Monday here, 1 o'clock. Tiger special live from Rockin' Bowl. One-stop yep. Dine and Rock on South Carrollton. Scoot's going to be there for a Tiger special at 1 o'clock. Then, after Scoot, the party continues with Christian Garrick and who else?
Herb Tyler, buddy.
There you go. That's right. Yep. From 3 until 5 for the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. And come out, hang out in your purple and gold 5. LSU's official pregame with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair. Game time, 7:15. Then Christian for the purple and gold point after the big game. So it's a whole lot of LSU today, as it should be. You can stream LSU games live free at WWL.com or the radio.com app. Let's get back to X's and O's, Herb, and I know our time is limited. Michael Divinity's back. Is that going to make a big difference?
I think it's going to make a huge difference. He's the guy that's the heartbeat of the team. You know, he was out the latter part of the season, and you can kind of tell, but some other guys stepped up, but I'm excited for Michael to be back, playing back in his hometown, New Orleans.
I saw this penalty. I'm trying to think what game it was in, but Trevor Lawrence, the guy was even ejected for targeting. He seems like a tough guy, is he?
Trevor Lawrence is a really tough guy. He's one. Look, Trevor Lawrence is going to be the first pick, second pick of the draft next year, and duly justified, right? Because he's one of the better ones. The play that you're talking about was Ohio State cornerback came in on a blitz inside. Trevor Lawrence didn't really see him until the end. Trevor ducked his head. The guy was already trying to make a form tackle right toward, let's say, Trevor's stomach, chest area.
Right.
And then Trevor ducked his head, and then the helmets collided. To me, I don't think that's a targeting call. I don't think the guy legitimately targeted his head, but the helmets collided. So they call that a targeting call. But Trevor's one of the toughest guys in college football.
He went out for five plays, right, Herb, and then came back?
I don't think he went out for any plays.
Really?
To be honest with you. I think, he stayed in the game. It wasn't – I mean, because that was a turning point of that game. Mm-hmm. And after that play, that's when Clemson started to make their comeback. But, look, this guy is a true sophomore, which means he played last year as a true freshman right out of high school, won a championship last year, and he is right back in the same boat He's one of the better players out there in the country.
I also saw Trevor Lawrence watching some Ohio State highlights of some long runs that he made. He reminds me in a way of Joe Burrow in terms of they're kind of tall, lanky people. They don't look fast, but they're deceptively fast. Would you agree with that or not?
His speed is really great for the size of the guy that he is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't really correlate, you know, him as a running quarterback.
Right.
But he can run with the ball in his hands. A lot of guys can't run with the ball in his hand, in their hands. I mean, they can run fast, but they can't make moves and then find the open field and then continue on to score a 50-yard touchdown run like Trevor did against Ohio State. You know, we're going to have to keep him in the pocket. We're going to have to try to find creative ways to disrupt his timing and not allow him to run outside of the pocket. Because one thing that's hurt LSU this year has been a quarterback that can get outside of the pocket and use his legs to create plays.
It's like one of these big transport planes that you see landing where it's like, how can something that big move that fast? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but it really
exactly
is. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he's going to be healthy?
He'll be 100% healthy. He'll be ready to roll. This kid is resilient. He's one of the best players to ever don the purple and gold. And this game is so significant to him. It comes full circle for him. So I think he'll be 100% and ready to roll.
Is it going to be like it always comes down to who whips who's behind the line of scrimmage?
It's definitely going to come down to the big boys up front, offensively and defensively, for both teams. But I think it's also going to come down to, in my opinion, I think that LSU is going to continue to do offensively what they've done throughout the whole year. And can Clemson stop it, slow it down? Now, I also think that LSU's defense will continue to get better and better as they've shown over the past 4 to 5 games. So, and can Clemson continue to play the style of defense that they can? And I think that the stage will be too much for Clemson, being that it's in New Orleans, and I think that it's essentially a home game for LSU. And I think this magical season will have its bow put on it tonight.
But when you say stage too big, Herb, we're running out of time. I don't mean to interrupt you. But, man, Clemson's been to 4 championship games in 5 years. So and I know it's a different team in a lot of ways, but Dabo Swinney's the same coach. Do you really think this stage is going to be too big for Clemson?
So I don't mean the stage as a national championship. I mean the arena and the Superdome with all the purple and gold that's going to be in there. That's what I mean by that. It's essentially a home game for LSU. So that's what I mean by that. The stage, Dabo Swinney is one of the best. He's going to have those guys ready to play a national championship. But can it overcome the crowd noise? Can it overcome, you know, and sustain some sort of a really good play level against the LSU fans that's going to be rocking the dome tonight?
Give me a prediction.
My prediction is 45-28. That's where I'm at with it. I said it the other day. I think we're going to really put some points on it. We're going to cover. I think the line is what, 5.5, something like that.
6.
We're going to cover that and blow that out the wall. Yeah, we're going to do our thing. I'm going to tell you that right now. I don't see Clemson stopping us. No one has all year long, and I just see that this game is just the pinnacle of Coach O's magical season this year, and I think these guys are going to pull it off for him.
Herb, I appreciate your time. Real quick, Daniel, turkey sandwiches. What you eating to watch a game tonight?
I'm not sure yet. It may be some chicken wings from either Hooters or Buffalo Wild Wings, something like that. I'm not sure yet. Haven't made a decision.
Mrs. Tyler's not cooking, huh?
No, no cooking. She's not cooking tonight. She's going to be waiting on me to order something.
There you go. That's the best thing. Keep Mrs. Tyler happy. Thank
you,
Herb.
There you go. You're right.
We'll listen for you this afternoon, all right?
All right, man. Go Tigers.
You got that right. Man, that guy, I'm going to tell you what about Herb Tyler. That is the nicest man you will ever want to meet. 8:53, 7 before 9. Traffic now on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.